Translation. My Lord, everything that is mysterious is known to you because you worship the creator and destroyer of the material world and the maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. Purport. A person who is 100% engaged in the service of the Lord is the emblem of all knowledge. Such a devotee of the Lord is full perfection of devotional service, is also perfect by the qualification of the personality of Godhead. As such, the eightfold perfections of mystic power, Ashtasiddhi, constitute very little of his godly opulence. A devotee like Narad can act wonderfully by his spiritual perfection, which every individual is trying to attain. Still, Narad is a 100% perfect living being, although not equal to the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Yenam Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shvapadantikam Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasyatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatanayam, Staddhama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kvachid, Upasana Brajavadhu Bharge Navakalpita, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamabalam, Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Na Praho. So before I speak something about the Bhagavatam, I would like to beg your blessings, all the Vaishnavas here. So by your blessings, I can speak something, the pastime of the Lord. I should supposed to give the class on Tuesday, but we had a senior devotee, and I thought that better, you know. He has the first priority than us, and especially he's a guest, so I'm happy, but I'm not prepared so much. So if there is any mistake I made, so hope you will forgive me. So this is the chapter. Vyasadev is instructed by Narad Muni. And prior to this, in the fourth chapter, the end of the fourth chapter, Vyasadev is lamenting. He compiled the whole Vedanta Sutra, the Mahabharata, so many wonderful scriptures, and those are so wonderfully glorified the Lord. Still, he was not so much pacified himself. He was feeling kind of emptiness, thinking that, you know, what I have done and what I should supposed to do, that I can do better for the human being, the living beings. He is getting confused himself. It's really sometimes hard to understand. Vyasadeva is the personality of Godhead himself. He doesn't have to be confused. He doesn't have to be lament. But here he is lamenting. And we have to really see, whenever there is something wonderful coming out from the Lord, he gets confused by himself. He purposely makes himself confused so that he can do something nice. We can take the example of Brahma stealing the calves and the cowherd boys. The Lord was confused that time. Although it is not really the Lord has confused, but it is his pastime and he's, you know, behaving such a way that he is being confused by Brahma's activities. The cowherd boys, along with Krishna, they were taking the lunch together, and the calves, they have gone far away. Krishna said that, "Don't worry, I'm going to get them. Wait, you wait here, I'm going to bring here." And Krishna has gone. He didn't stop, he didn't finish his eating, holding the plate, and, you know, contaminated hand. He was eating, half eaten, looking for the calves in the forest, and couldn't find out. He got bewildered. Where the calves has gone? What happened? Then he came to see the boys, the cowherd boys, and they have gone also. So this is the sometime the Lord can be confused himself, although he finally finds out. This is Vidhi, means Brahma. Brahma has done these activities, and then he creates. But he has to establish that, you know, he was a bit confused, then he has a reason to create all the cowherd boys and the calves exactly how they were looking, non-different from each other. Similarly, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna was not bewildered here, but Arjuna got bewildered. Both parties, they have blown the councils. The Kauravas, they have blown the councils. And the Pandavas, especially the Pandava, you know, the you know, name of the councils are there. Panchajanyam Rishikeso Devadattam Dhananjaya Pandro Dadma Mahasankha Bhima Karma Brakohodara Ananta Vijaya Raja Kunti Putra Yudhishthira Nakula Sahadevas Sugoso Manipuspako. So all the Pandavas, along with Krishna, they also blow the conch. Panchajanyam Rishikesa. And Lord Krishna's counsel is called Panchajanya. And Devadatta Dhananjaya. And Arjuna's counsel is called Devadatta. And Pandro Dadma Mahasankha. And Bhima's counsel is one of the fearsome counsel. The counsel is made out of human skull. That's why it is called Mahasankha. Mahasankha means a human skull. And because he was in a battlefield, a person has to be so that, you know, power and fearless power. And Bhima was blowing the conch, and that's called Mahasankha. And the name of the council is called Pandro. And Ananta Vijaya Raja Kunti Putra Yudhishthira. And Ananta, King Yudhishthira, he blew the conch, named Ananta Vijaya. And Nakula Sahadev, they blow the councils, named Sugoso and Manipuspako. So after the council, what's happening? There is the war only waiting. But all of a sudden, here is Arjuna comes, you know, Atha Vyavastitan Drishtva Dhartarashtan Kapidhvaja Prabhrite Sastra Sampati Dhanuridhyamya Pandava Rishikeso Tadabakya Idamaha Mahipate Senoyor Uvayor Madhya Rathas Tapai Machuta Yavad Deta Nirikyam Yodhu Kaman Avastitan Karme Yasa Yodhabhyam Asmin Rana Samudhyam. So I'm just, you know, reading all the slokas so that I can explain a little bit. So first, Arjuna got really confused. He said that, wait, don't go for fight. After the council blowing, you know, Prabhrite Sastra Sampate Dhanuridyamya Pandava. Means he lifted his bow and waving, wait, wait, don't fight now. Still there is waiting, you know, both sides, they were a bit confused, what's happened? And Arjuna himself is confused also. What's happening here? Then he comes to Krishna and says that, Senoyur uvayur madhya ratham sthapaya machyuta yavad deta nirikhyam yaddu kama navastitam. O Achyuta, the infallible, please, could you kindly take the chariot to the middle of the battlefield? I would like to see who is going to fight with me. There was no need to see who is going to fight. The opponents, Arjuna already knew who were they. But still he was confused and he wanted to see who is the person to fight. And then here the Bhagavad Gita was created from there. All this confusion to a great gift for the living beings came as Bhagavad Gita. So similarly here, Vyasadeva, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is lamenting and being confused, thinking that, although he find out the conclusion also, I haven't done the pastimes of the Lord, the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that's why maybe I'm feeling the lament. Although he is the Personality of Godhead, he himself confuses. It is in the Mahabharata, proves that Vyasadeva, although Prabhupada and Bhagavatam, it says clearly that Vyasadeva is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also in Mahabharata, it says, Vyasaya Vishnu Rupayo, Vyasa Rupayo Vishnave, Namo by Brahma Nidhaya Vasishtayo Namo Namaha. So, Lord Vyasadeva is incarnation of Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu is not different from Vyasadeva. And he is the descendant of Vasishtha. That's why, hence I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So, it's very clear, the Lord directly, it is, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still he is lamenting here. And by his lamenting, here is Srimad Bhagavatam again. The best is coming out from the Lord when he is getting a bit confused or when he is, making a confusion to others. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is compiled all because of Narada has to come and instruct Vyasadeva. And here is another wonderful thing. The one Bhagavan is instructing another Bhagavan to write something, the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narada himself is empowered as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Prabhupada says that, he is not equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he was empowered as a Bhakta Vesa avatar. So he is instructing. So Narada is coming here and instructing. And the Bhagavatam, what we can, speak about the glories of the Bhagavatam. If somebody is hearing or reading the Bhagavatam, there is no doubt that he or she will definitely go home back to Godhead. Sutta Goswami says in the third chapter in this canto, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Sammitam Uttama Sloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishihi. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God. So the Bhagavatam, why somebody hear or read, they will go home, definitely they will go home back to Godhead? Because the Bhagavatam itself is not different from the Lord. It is the incarnation as a literature of the God, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva. And who compiled? The Supreme Personality himself compiled. That's why it is the difference between any other scriptures. So, That's why we need to really, really, whenever we sit here in the class or read attentively, hear attentively, and that will definitely take us home back to Godhead. It is meant for the ultimate God of all people, goal of all people, good of all people. And it is all successful and blissful and all perfect. So this Bhagavatam is perfect knowledge, and it is good for human being or all the living beings. We are not only talking about human being. We can, from the Bhagavatam, we have heard that Dundukari, a ghost, he was liberated by hearing the Bhagavatam. He was not able to leave this world after he died. He became a ghost, and by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he was liberated and have gone back home to Godhead. I was reading the 12th canto, the last chapter, 13th chapter, and first sloka. It is, describing, Srila Sruta Goswami is summarizing the Bhagavatam, and he is saying how the personality is so wonderful. And why he is wonderful, he is glorifying here. Yam Brahma Barunendra Rudra Marutas Tunvanti Divyastaver Veda Sangapada Kramanisayadair Gayanti Yam Samagaha Dhyanam Avastita Tadgatena Manasa Pasyantina Yoginaha Yasyantam Nabidu Surasuragana Devaya Tasme Namaha. So Sruta Goswami says, and to the personality whom Brahma, all the Brahmas, it's not only one Brahma, unto the supreme personality of Brahma, Godhead, all the Brahmas from different planets, they pray. What they do actually? Stunvanti Dibhyastave. They pray. And how they pray? With Dibhyastave. Dibhya means the transcendental prayers. Stava means the prayers. They pray with the transcendental prayers. And who is that praying? The Brahmas, Yam Brahma, Barunendra, and the Barunas, Rudras, the Rudras, Marutas, and they all pray. And all the Vedas describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how the qualities and the glories. And the mystic yogis, they also they meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why his qualities are unlimited, quantities are unlimited, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unlimited. And that's why all the demigods, they pray. And then it comes to why somebody has to pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What we are going to get? Then here is Bhagavatam itself states, Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jighansaya paya api asadvi labhegatim dharti uchitam tatonyam kamba dayalum saranam brajame. Putana has come to kill Krishna. He was only some days, and she was here in Braj, in Gokula, I think, first few months, the cowherd man and the Nanda Maharaj lived in Gokula, as well as along with Krishna and Balaram. So they lived in Gokula, and Putana has come in the intention to kill Krishna. Aho bakiyam stanakalakuta. Baki, Baki means, Bakiyam means sister of Bakasura. So this is the Sanskrit terminology, the way. Aho Bakiyam Stana Kalakuta. So Putana, here they didn't, Sutta Goswami didn't say that Putana has come. Aho Bakiyam Stana Kalakuta. Baki means Baka's sister, Baki. Baka is another demon Krishna has killed. So, and he comes here to kill Krishna. And how he wanted to, she wanted to kill Krishna? Cruel way, very cruel way. I don't think ever we can hear a person can kill, you know, come to kill someone in that cruelty. She put the most poison, the most severe poison in her breast and came, she disguised herself looking like a beautiful woman, and all the coward women along with Yasoda, they thought that she is the personification of Lakshmi, come here. They immediately hand over to her, Krishna. Then here, she came here to kill Krishna, and Krishna saw her. By seeing her, he just closed his eyes. There's many authors, many of our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan, they have given so many descriptions on this matter, why Krishna closed his eyes. But simply, Prabhupada also has mentioned quite elaborately that Krishna has closed his eyes because he just doesn't want to see the person who came to kill him, and here acting like a, you know, mother. And also other, and another place he is saying that, you know, he just doesn't want to see her because he's just about to kill her. That's why. So anyways, either way, that how kind the Lord is. Why we have to take the shelter of this Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because he's very kind. Ho bakiyam stana kalakutam. In the breast, she has put the, you know, the most severe poison that, you know, if somebody just suck a little bit, they will die. And here she come and taking Krishna and gone out in everyone's vision, and she is trying to feed Krishna the breast milk. And Krishna suck the life air by sucking the breast. But same time, the best possible someone can get, you know, out of that. Putana died, but she has gone home back to Godhead directly to Golok Vrindavan Dham. And what? Not only she has gone home back to Godhead, but she got the place as a mother in the Golok Vrindavan Dham, mother of Krishna. Oho Bakiyam Stana. And Dhatri, she got the, you know, place of Dhatri. Dhatri also can be a nurse and also can be mother. And she got the place like a mother of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan Dham. Who would not take the shelter by hearing this, you know, wonderful pastimes? So this is, that's why we should take the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the seventh chapter of this canto, in the beginning, Sanak Rishi is asking also to Sutta Goswami that after Narad Muni instructed to Vyasadev whatever what happens. Nirgate Narade Suta Bhagavan Vadarayanah Srutvam Stadabhi Preta Tata Kim Akorod Vibhu. So Sanak is asking to Sutta Goswami, O dear Sutta Goswami, please tell me, Nirgate Narade Suta Bhagavan Badarayana. After Narad Muni has left the ashram, Sutta Goswami's ashram is called Samyapras, and after instructing to Vyasadev, Narad Muni has left, then what did he do? Hear the words he's glorifying by asking Bhagavan Badarayana is the personality, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Badarayana or Vyasadeva. specially use the word Badarayana. So many places in Bhagavatam, Badarayana or Badarayani, we will hear as we progress. Badarayana is especially two words mixture. Badara Briksha Samuha Ayana Iti Badarayana. There is in Badrikasram, there is so many Badri trees. And when we do Sanskrit, they call it Bisleshan. When we break the word, it comes to Badara Brikshasya Samuha Ayana Iti Badarayana. Where there is so many Badri trees, and in that around, surrounding of the Badri trees, Ayana means the ashram, and who has the ashram is called Badarayana. So Lord Vyasadeva has his ashram in Badrikasram, where we'll go to the next sloka, and that's why he's called Bhagavan Badarayana or Badarayani, because he lives in that place, that's why. Then Suta Goswami says, Brahmanadyam Saraswatyam Ashrama Paschime Tate Samya Prasa Iti Prokta Rishinam Satravardhana. So, what happens then? There is a river called Saraswati River, Brahmanadyam. It's related to the Brahmins, related to Krishna. The river originated from Krishna, that's why it is very pious. And this Saraswati River, on the west side of the Saraswati River, Samya Prasa Iti Prokta Rishinam Satravardhana. And there was a ashram. Ashram is called Samyaprasa. And what Vyasadeva was doing there? Rishinam Satravardhana. All the saintly people, saintly persons, they were coming to the ashram for learning and learning the Vedas and all the Upanishads from Vyasadeva. Rishinam Satravardhana. And Satra means actually the sessions. So the Lord was holding the sessions like the seminars, and he was speaking to all the saintly people there. And then what is happening after that? Tasmin sa asrame vyaso badari sanda mandite asino po pastrasya prani dadva maha swayam. In that ashrama, Lord Vyasadev touched water, purify himself. He did the achaman, and after doing the achaman, then he started doing his meditation. So it's very clear to understand that the Lord doesn't have to do the meditation, but it is really good for us to understand that, you know, we have to hold our mind. Jaya Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda, Shri Shri Sitaram Lachman Hanuman, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jaya. The Lord is giving us the example to when we are chanting, when we are reading, we have to be very attentive. It's a meditative. Every step of the chanting should be meditative. Every step of hearing the Bhagavatam should be meditative. So the Lord, then he started doing the achaman with chanting the mantras. And then he started meditating. And what is then he's seeing, then he's going to see by the meditation. He immediately gone to the meditation, and Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Prani Hite Male Apasyat Purusam Purnam Mayam Cha Tadapas Apasyam. So then in this meditation, the Lord himself sees directly. It's not the mystic yogis who meditate on the impersonal Brahman. Here the Lord is directly connecting to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is himself connecting himself. So, then what he's seeing? Apasyam Purusam Purnam. And he's seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman, directly. And after that, he's looking at the Maya. Then, how he's also looking thinks, the living beings, somehow bewildered with the Maya, they think themselves the body is their Atma, not actually the soul is the main thing. They think the body is everything, the material body. So those things are there. And the mystic yogis, meditation and the meditation of Vyasadeva is totally, totally different. A devotee, when we meditate, we can think about Krishna. And when a mystic yogi, they do the meditation, or they call samadhi, but I don't see that is samadhi. Samadhi is a very different state, that only a devotee can go to that level to see Krishna. And that only the devotees can, go to that kind of state. Preman jana churita bhakti bilochaneno santa sadeva hrudayesu bilokayanti. The devotee of the Lord always see the Lord by their own eyes. When they come to Krishna, to the temple, they can see Krishna there. When they chant, they will think about Krishna. When they hear about Krishna, they will think about Krishna. That is the meditation for the devotees. But here, the mystic yogis, they do so much austerity. And this meditation is not that easy process. There is 8 limbs, 8-fold of this, yoga process, the Ashtanga yoga process. It's beginning, if somebody is doing some postures, is not called yoga. It's a lot of thing behind, a lot of science behind it. First, somebody has to do the yamas, yama. Yama is also divided into so many sections. Yama means there is so many sections. That is ahimsa, a person has to be non-violence. And satya, he has to always speak the truth. Asteya, he is not going to steal, he is not a thief. Brahmacharya, he has to follow the celibacy process. This is the eightfold of Ashtanga yoga I'm talking about. When it comes to bhakti yoga, it is totally different. See how it is very hard process. So that's why Prabhupada always says that don't follow this Ashtanga yoga. Then after the brahmacharya, then it is coming to aparigraha. Not being attached to any matters. This is the first of the Ashtanga yoga, of the eightfold of the yoga. After yama, then it comes to niyama. Niyama means there is so many, again, rules for you to follow. One is saucha, be always cleanliness in mind and bodily cleanliness. Saucha. Santos, always be, peaceful. You don't need anything apart from whatever you are getting. Santos. Tapa, austerity. We have to do austerity for following the Ashtanga yoga. Of course, devotees, we all do austerity. We do always clean ourselves. We are always specified whatever we get. If we follow the bhakti yoga, how easy it is then? The same thing we are getting, or more benefit we are getting, because we are directly connecting with Krishna. But following the Ashtanga yoga, this is the difficulties. Then, what they do? Swadhyaya and Ishwar Pranidhan. Swadhyaya means reading the sastras. We do that, devotees. And Ishwar Pranidhan means paying obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after the yama niyama, then it comes to asana. Then we have to do the postures. First two is very hard to practice. For a material point of view, it is not that easy. Then it comes to the postures that we have to, do that. After the asana, then a person has to do pranayam. Pranayam, then pratyahara. Pranayam means, prana means the life air, and ayama means to control. A person has to control the life air by doing certain activities. So that's called pranayam. Then it comes to pratyahara, withdraw the senses from the matters. Not that easy. If we are not a devotee, it's not going to be that easy. And especially a materialistic person, it won't be at all easy. Then after the sixth is called dharana. All he has to do is dharana. Hold his mind to the certain objects. Because a person, if he's a mayavadi or he's a materialistic person, then he will hold his mind to certain objects or the impersonal Brahman. Then he will do the meditation called dhyana and samadhi then later. So all this can be achieved by practicing the bhakti yoga. So Prabhupada is very clearly says that all this is not important for a devotee. Krishna bhakti niskama atayva santo. Bhakti mukti siddhikami sakale asanta. All these things, why a person have to do and still he will be very unsatisfied. Bhakti mukti siddhikami sakale asanta. Bhakti, those who are endeavoring or materialistic people, those who are endeavoring for material gain and benefits, that's called bhakti. And mukti, those who wants liberation, merge in the Brahma Yoti and Siddhi, all these things are associated. Those are looking for perfection in the life. These are all very disturbed people. A person who is practicing this, even he goes to Brahma Yoti, he will come one day back again. So that's why it's not so important. And what is the best then? Krishna bhakta niskama atayva santa. If somebody is following the devotional life and follow the instructions of Prabhupada and follow the sastras, he will be happy. He doesn't need to go or do all this, hard work to achieve this. There is no need. There is no need of doing all the eightfolds of yoga and then, getting very unsatisfied and thinking that, what can I do now? At the end, again, we are coming back. So somehow, we are here and at the shelter of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, Gaur Nitai. So we are very much blessed. And Krishna is very merciful that we are somehow trying to practice Krishna consciousness. You are all wonderful Vaishnavas. And it's a wonderful thing to see the devotees, how they are so superior compared to the mystic yogis. And there is no doubt at all. The devotees, they are always, they can, think about Krishna, they can see Krishna directly. And the mystic yogis, they can't. Even though they do so hard work, but it's not that easy. Understanding Krishna, understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not that easy. A person can go doing all the hard work, go all the way to only understanding the Brahma Yoti, that's the end of his life. Or even sometimes it is not possible. But here, the Lord in Bhagavad Gita says, Bahunam janmanam yante jnanaban mam prapadyante vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. After so many lives, a person can understand the vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. So that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, is everything. There is no beyond anything beyond him, and there is not, no one is equal to him. If a person know me in that way, that kind of Mahatma, Krishna says that, Mahatma, they are Mahatmas. They are the most pious in all the human beings. Very rare to find. So, I'm just looking at the time. I think, I will stop here. If there is any questions or comments,